This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4048 for Wednesday, the 7th of February, 2024. Today's show is entitled, Today I Learned Ship's Bells. It is part of the series Today I Learned. It is hosted by Trey and is about 7 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is a brief history and description of ship's bells for timekeeping.
Ahoy there, mateys! 8 bells and all's well! All right. Enough of me poorly impersonating a pirate. As you may or may not know, based on comments in one or more of my previous episodes, I dabble a bit in clock repair. Specifically, mechanical clocks, powered by springs or gravity. My grandfather was a clockmaker, and I remember sitting as still and quietly as I could in his shop watching him work. I was fascinated, but I could not ask any questions, make any noise, or touch anything at risk of being told to leave. So I learned very little. But it did plant a seed deep inside me which would flourish many years after my grandfather passed away. I plan to do a series about mechanical clocks and some of my experiences with clock repair in upcoming months. This has been simmering on the back burner for a while, as I debated if it would really be of interest to hackers. My mind creates stories of listeners shouting, "Oh, for crying out loud! First 6 episodes about plumbing and now clocks? Get on to something interesting!" However, I am pressing on. If you like this episode and want more in this series, please leave a comment. If you would prefer other types of content on HPR, then skip the rest of this episode, record one more suited to your desires, or detailing what you would like to hear and why. Also, you will probably hear ticking and maybe striking of various different clocks in the background of this recording. My new home office space is also the home for close to a dozen clocks in various states of disrepair. It is challenging to remove their sounds from the recording, and given the subject matter of this series, I am not even going to try to remove them. Back to the topic. A couple of years ago, I purchased a very inexpensive box of assorted clocks and clock parts from a local seller. These were in various states of disrepair. One item in the advertisement for this box immediately caught my eye. It was a brass Ergos brand ship's bell clock. This timepiece was literally dripping with oil, but seemed to be intact, and I started working on it. In a later podcast, I will describe my approach to items like this and what is involved in initially cleaning and evaluating them. Due to life challenges, it took me over a year to get this clock reassembled and working. With this clock, I learned that ship's bells do not strike a normal hour count like traditional striking clocks. Instead, their strike directly relates to the time of an historic ship's watch schedule. According to the Ship's Bell, an article from Naval History and Heritage Command, whose link is in the show notes, early shipboard timekeeping was done through the use of a half-hour glass. The job for one of the ship's boys was to watch the glass and turn it over when it ran out, then strike the ship's bell so that all aboard would be aware of the time every half hour. On sea vessels, various persons on duty keep watch at or around their station. These include the lookout, who was constantly watching all around the ship to ensure there was no danger and to alert of any signs of land or other vessels. The ship's bell had many other uses beyond timekeeping, and those are described in detail in the previously mentioned Naval History article. With all this bell ringing, patterns were developed. For timekeeping, this basically broke to a specific pattern of incrementing strikes every half hour throughout the ship's watch. Each watch is a 4-hour long shift, the first 5 of which are broken down as follows. First watch from 8 p.m. to midnight, middle watch from midnight to 4 a.m., morning watch from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m., forenoon watch from 8 a.m. to noon, and afternoon watch from noon to 4 p.m. The remaining 4 hours are broken up into 2 dog watches,
but those are outside the scope of this discussion. You can learn more about these details in Tim Burden's article entitled Ship's Bell Time, and found at the link in the show notes. Ship's bell strikes increment every half hour. At the beginning/end of a four-hour watch, it's the same time, the bell strikes 8 times in groups of 2 strikes with a tiny pause in between. Here is an example from my now-working ship's bell clock. One half hour into the watch, the ship's bell will sound a single strike. 1 hour into the watch, the ship's bell will sound 2 strikes. 1.5 hours into the watch, the ship's bell will sound 3 strikes in the following pattern. Ding, ding, pause, ding. Kind of like you may have just heard while I was recording earlier. At the 2 hour mark, there will be 4 strikes following that same pattern. Ding, ding, the pause, ding, ding, etc. I will not list all of these, but you get the idea. Because the strikes are paired in groups of 2, an even number of strikes denotes the top of the hour, and it is easy to count the number of pairs. 1 pair, 2 pair, 3 pair, 4 pair. If the bell ends in a single strike, or an odd number of strikes total, you know it is at the bottom of the hour. It seems strange at first, but it can easily be learned in a short amount of time. And now the phrase I used at the beginning of this podcast, 8 bells and all's well, should make sense. 8 bells indicates the end of the watch, and an individual on watch duty is stating that their shift is finished and there was nothing to report. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. Your feedback is encouraged through comments and especially by recording your own HPR episode. Have an awesome day.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.